We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running and twitching every morning. And thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Monday morning.
And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Could that be the comp? Now, again, he's with the Warriors, so it doesn't mean he has to be championship. And again, is he going to play with Steph Curry? My point is this. He's listed at 6'7". Okay, Terry's listed at 6'7". Draymond's 6'6". Draymond is a disruptor. He's a try-hard guy. Very limited in his offensive game.
Do you watch basketball?
See, there we go. I knew that was coming.
He knew that was coming, so he got it. Brandon Fryer, thank you for your great work.
First pitch swing and a one hopper to short. Got it first.
No. They dropped the ball.
Oh. There's the ground ball, but they'll only get one. And Abreu dropped it. And Rutschman saved. Jose with a second error.
Look, it's a situation where just get one out. You don't need to look at second. That run's irrelevant. Just step on the bag at first. By the time he does, somehow he loses command of the ball.
Let's welcome in Dan Bernstein and Lawrence Holmes. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Dan and Lawrence.
Have a nice weekend?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, other than watching that inning and the whole White Sox thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell
you. Sorry, I didn't mean
well,
that.
But
I had a good weekend. Thank you, Dan.
Well, David saw Chesney.
He went?
Oh, yeah.
So did Dustin. So Dustin.
Soldier Field or Northerly Island? Where was it?
Soldier Field.
That's what I figured.
I mean, a packed Soldier Field.
Yeah, I ran. Was it Friday night?
Saturday night. Yeah, close.
I thought there was something. Was it the Dead and Company who were at
they
Soldier
were at
Field?
Field? They were at Wrigley Field.
Tonight, too, right? Okay. Are they there tonight?
They were there, I think. They might have been. Might be tonight. I know there were two concerts.
Where? The Dead are back at Wrigley?
Oh. At Wrigley. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This money that goes back into the baseball operation.
Exactly. Right. That's it.
But they spend it all on snacks.
Actually.
I got the munchies, man.
You can spend it half a block away from Wrigley Field is the damn Apple store for that stuff. You've been in there?
The Apple store?
Have you been in Sunnyside? It's insane. It's like you can't believe it.
What's in there?
What are you talking about?
I have not. An actual
Apple store?
No, what I'm saying is the Apple store equivalent of the jokes that you're making about what I'm saying is you go in there and say, hi, how can we help you today? I'm a smiling person with a tablet in front of me. And let's take a little walk around and see what you like. It's just like,
what might be your thing?
And then I'm thinking of like sophomore in high school me would be like, what? What? In what you can do what? You don't have to go behind the Strike and Spare bowling alley at midnight on a Thursday and meet a dude who's reach into the trunk of his car? Really? Wow. Come on.
He goes to very interesting places.
This veered in a very odd direction.
I'm saying, the old jokes about Dead and Company, all those easy old jokes, you know, those are a long time ago.
Somewhat. So yes,
some places.
Sunday's game was. It's funny because Thursday was enraging. Friday, yes. Friday was also like sad.
Yeah.
Saturday was embarrassing.
Yes.
And then Sunday, you were just on the edge of your seat going, in what way? If the White Sox were to lose this game, right. How would they go about
what
losing?
Spectacular mm-hmm. fashion. And you know, again, I get it. Two errors in a row by Abreu.
By your captain.
Okay. But you don't have to walk the next guy. That's not required.
Facts.
You don't have to get all worked up about it and walk a guy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. The White Sox, when they win, you don't feel, Sox fans, I imagine, don't feel joy. They feel relief.
That's what it is, Dave.
And when you lose, you feel like it's an exposure of every problem that's magnified, not only on this roster, but throughout the entire organization. Because then it exposes this lack of collaboration.
Oh, God. How dare you? No. How dare you?
I'm just saying. It's a word. It's a buzzword. It's what happens when the front office and the field staff actually communicate and are reading off the same page. That is the working definition of collaboration. That is something that
they collaborate. They just have to go through the owner to get to the manager.
Well, that creates a bigger problem.
This organization is at cross purposes on so many different levels.
Right.
All over the place. There are things that don't connect to each other.
That's pretty good though.
Whatever you,
it's the yes, but there's a little bit of a problem with it, Mully, and let me try to share this with the folks who are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670theScore. I love the concept. I love the idea of these two guys on a bobblehead together. My issue is that the image that's on the box
isn't the actual image.
Isn't the actual bobblehead.
And the image, that's funny.
That's what you wanted. And it's still great because it's a gold glove on Robert. But if you look, like, you want the expression of him looking at Robert.
Yeah, Aloy is looking off. He's. It looks like Aloy forgot he was supposed to play.
Look.
If Aloy, that's, don't do that,
that's
Dan.
That's funnier.
Dan, if Aloy turned his neck like that, he'd injure himself.
It's true. But even like on the back, you have the actual where he is looking at Robert, and the bobblehead just is kind of...
It's a clever idea, though, Lawrence.
It's a great idea.
Execution might, you know...
And I just want to take Eloy and just turn him. Like, just take him off of the platform and just turn him so that he's looking directly at Robert.
In some ways, it just is the perfect symbol and relic for this season. That things just don't quite fit.
Not quite. That even the best laid plans.
Great idea.
Of mice and men.
Great concept, guys. Execution.
The worst of all, it should.
Maybe not.
Could have been. Of all the words of mice and men, the worst of all. Could have been.
Wait. Is that Richard Burton in there? There's a little.
That was an attempt of performance. I don't know what the hell it was.
Frustrating, though. Yeah, it's frustrating, and now they go to California. Out of our immediate consciousness because they're playing late. And
late.
A lot of people will kind of miss. God. This is actually.
Give me a chance to play softball tonight.
Well, it gives you a chance to play softball. I'm happy for that. But a team were to make any sort of change to its, necessary, typically you could see
just like our
the West Coast trip as being an opportunity to kind of do something. When not everybody is staring at you as intently as they do when you're playing at home.
Are you talking about not letting the manager on the plane?
Maybe.
Boy.
Not going to happen.
Well, they're a better road team than home team.
They are, I know.
You know, he sounded like he had a little shaky cough yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
It's been going on for a while.
There's a little rattle there.
Do you think there's a health issue that maybe he needs to tend to? Or maybe Lou Piniella's mom needs attention? That kind of thing?
Well,
that was the excuse the Cubs made up. Remember, they did the same thing? Lou was just like, hey, look, I don't want to be here anymore. So let's go down to the room where all the diamond dry is, and I'll tell people I got to go take care of
that was
mother.
A team spiraling downward, out of control, going nowhere. The Sox team does not have that kind of talent. They have a talent that says you can still be a postseason competitor. You can still be a postseason
participant. You stopped yourself from saying contender.
I did. I did because I'm tired of watching it, too. I'm just as tired as you guys are.
I'm watching it, too.
You know?
They're equal games out of wild card and division
right
now at 5.5.
But the only point of reference was that Cub team that Lou Piniella walked away from for personal reasons was not talented.
No.
Okay.
No, it was
the
not.
The opposite.
Yes.
Okay.
That
Sox
had to be
team
no fun.
That you would like to see somebody else manage is full of potential that's unrealized. That's a big difference. So make a move, maybe the right move. Team needs a spark.
Mully, when you saw that Lenin Sosa was leading off on Saturday, your feelings?
I mean, why?
Seems a little unfair to the kid, right?
You know, and then he goes from the one hole to the nine hole. That's where you play him, right? 8-9, let's see what he can do. Not like, oh, I let him off and he's not going to be here very long. Like, why is that?
It felt like Dan was saying, like the cross purposes part. It felt very much like, oh, you want Lenin Sosa to play?
Yeah. Well,
great.
Try this.
We're gonna start him and lead him off.
Yeah.
There you go.
That reminds me of the stories we heard about Dick Geron and Cade McNown. They wanted him. They got him.
It's
passive aggressive.
They're reading off different scripts.
Yeah.
They have different agendas. When you have competing agendas and you're working for the same organization, you got a problem.
Why would that leadoff guy be any different from, I don't know, Leury Garcia? I mean, what is the guy doing? Do you understand what Tony's done all year long?
Or no.
He doesn't either
because he can't explain why.
Let me reel that back in. I do to a certain extent. We understand that with him, there's still the young guys have to prove it to me. And he will always default to veteran player, like, well, it was his inning. Like, those things are still true. Like, I know that about him.
Right.
What I don't understand is the idea of managing ahead, which is smart, like thinking ahead, setting, going from the back of your bullpen to the starter.
Right.
But then not taking the data that's in front of you while the game is happening. There's a difference between what you might lay out on a dry erase board on what you're hoping is going to be the way that a game plays out versus how the game plays out. And understanding that high leverage situations show themselves early in games sometimes or earlier than you can anticipate. So in the seventh inning, I know that you're trying to save a guy for the eighth inning, but you need to get out of the seventh inning first.
Well, it's just old-fashioned. It's just the old way of approaching relief pitching and bullpens usage. And when you have to assume that the eighth and ninth inning are the high leverage situations you need to use certain guys in, whereas that doesn't happen anymore. You watch, it's just antiquated. It's just an antiquated way of approaching your bullpen use.
Huh?
What have you gentlemen today?
Well, we're going to carry the introductory press conference today of first-round pick Dalen Terry. That's at 11, and maybe we'll learn some more things from some of the questions. You get people in front of the full press. Good job today with Arturas. I think you asked everything that needed to be asked, and he's kind of not going to answer much. It's just the way it works. Cody Decker at noon. We've got a very special version of High Noon today. Lawrence has finally seen Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
Nice. So we'll dig in on that.
David, have you seen it?
Nope.
David, you need to see it.
I was at a concert.
No, you have to see it instead of a concert. Another time.
I'll see it. I will see it.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I know I will.
There's Cubs stuff to get to because of some of the things that Crane Kenny said with you and Bruce on Inside the Clubhouse. I think that's worth revisiting, a jumping off point for some discussion. James Fegan of The Athletic. And I also just want to tell you guys that I drove by TJ Donlan's a couple times over the weekend. Tip my cap. Pour one out for good times. It's just...
You were in Bourbonnais for baseball?
Yeah. So that we...
Oh, I missed that place.
Drove out Saturday and got to Kankakee just in time to get the email that all games were canceled due to
unplayable
field conditions.
So you just drove by Donlands?
No, we went to Brickstone for lunch.
Okay.
Drove by Donlands, went to Brickstone for lunch, and then headed home, and then came back yesterday to play at the Olivet Varsity Field.
Was the Brad Big statue still outside Donlands?
And it just, it looks tremendous.
Okay, that's good.
Holding his mailbag. Yep.
All right, that's good.
Yep, still there. But it's just weird to not see the Bears logo on the water tower.
Yeah.
I'm so used to seeing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just Bob and Larry playing bags. Is it?
Yeah. Always fun. Bob being really great at bags and Larry just, you know, riding his coattails.
Could either one of them beat Rankin's team?
Yeah, I was going to say, anybody say bags over here?
Bob Laguerre, right. Really, really good at bags.
I was on in Baltimore one time, and they said, oh, we talked to your colleague during the week, Bob Laguerre. And I used to call him Bob Laguerre just as a fun reminder of that. Bob
French. Laguerre.
Yeah.
Frenchie.
Frenchman. Yeah. Yep.
Bob but Laguerre. Not French, right?
It's, like, his name's spelled like L-E capital G-E-R-E, right?
But I don't
How
think
How do you get
Laguerre French.
Out of that?
It's weird.
No, he's not. I don't think. We called him that. I don't know. But that was I mean, that's just back Platteville. We're talking there.
God.
Help.
Have a great show, guys.
Thanks, boys.
All right. Well, see you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.